This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. January 1st meant a new year and a new minimum wage in Colorado. It's now $10.20 per hour, up 90 cents from last year. Colorado voters approved minimum wage increases in 2016. The wage will continue to rise each year until it hits $12 an hour in 2020. To learn more about what effect the new wage might have in the Roaring Fork Valley, I'm joined in the studio by reporter Wyatt Orme. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
So how much will the new wage affect Valley businesses?
I reached out to several different employers. I couldn't really find many that even pay minimum wage. Mark Gould of Gould Construction told me that he starts his workers off at $17 per hour. The Roaring Fork School District told me that none of their employees have been making less than $10.20 an hour, so these new minimum wage increases don't impact them. A spokesperson for City Market told me that in the Roaring Fork Valley, their entry-level positions all start out higher than minimum wage, and this is, they say, because the cost of living is so high. I spoke with an economist at CU Boulder. Her name is Tara McKinnish, and she said that this is not surprising. The Roaring Fork Valley has lots of employers, but not a lot of workers, so the market wage is higher. In other words, employers have to compete for employees.
So this 90-cent increase is actually just for this year, and there are more increases coming. So how are employers reacting to that?
I asked this question to Eric Brotherson. He does HR for the Glenwood Springs Adventure Park and Iron Mountain Hot Springs. He told me that he does have employees who make minimum wage, so even the newest increase will impact the business. It's not going to impact them a lot, but the eventual rate of $12 an hour, he said, could be problematic.
Right now, $12 an hour, that's a very good rate of pay.
So should low-skill workers be making a rate of $12 an hour? That's kind of the question. And this speaks to something that economist Tara McKinnish told me. She said that the real tension with minimum wage increases comes when the increase exceeds the market wage. On the one hand, this helps workers better afford the cost of living. It can also, however, force employers to find new ways of making up these new costs that they have. So maybe they raise prices. But if they can't raise prices, they might find ways to use technology to replace workers or to cut back on hours that workers might have. So there is research that suggests that minimum wage increases do benefit a lot of workers, but they can cause what's called disemployment. And this means that it incentivizes employers to find new ways to replace their lowest skill workers.
Okay, thanks for your time, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.